Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
So the weather forecast, basically it's going to be a wet weekend.
Showers are going to roll in today and they're going to hang around right through till the end of Monday.
Being a long weekend, that's not ideal. We usually like that kind of warm weather stuff, don't we? And like to go out and do things. But
really? I thought you liked to procrastinate the mowing and that this was actually ideal.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's handy for that. The real dilemma lies, though, in this, that it's going to be a wet weekend and what should we do? This is where we can help each other out. Adam, g'day.
How's it going?
Yeah, good. What do you got for us?
I think you should go try out Timpin bowling.
Oh, bit of bowling. Okay, with or without the bumpers so you don't get a gutter ball?
Oh, well, you got to challenge yourself. I think no bumpers.
Yeah, okay. All right.
No, bowling is fun. There is something really good about bowling and those shoes that everybody stuck their feet in and the balls and the holes that, quite frankly, stink from sweaty fingers, multiple sweaty fingers.
It's all right. You can take some disinfectant wipes and you'll be fine, Aaron.
Some plastic gloves. But still, bowling is fun. You're right, Adam. You can let out some stress by really letting the ball go down. You really chuck the thing down.
Trudy, what do you reckon?
My plan is to stay in my pyjamas in front of the fire with a good book.
Oh.
That's all right.
And I am so excited about that, can I just say?
Yeah, you should be.
Will you have any treats beside you that you can eat whilst reading that book?
Yes, they are in the cupboard already, preferably chocolate.
Yeah, good.
Which goes well with a book and a coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. So, no, I'm very excited. My sister has my children. So that just tops it off, really.
Oh, that sounds like the best long weekend ever. Andrew, hello. What's your big solution for the long, wet weekend?
The solution is fly to Penang.
That's an extreme way to avoid a wet, cold weekend.
It is, but it's fantastic when work actually pay for it. So I get to go there for a whole week.
Oh, fantastic.
What's the temperature averaging up there at the moment?
I think it's roughly about 30 degrees. So it's nice and sunny and I've got a whole week of it. So I'm really excited.
Okay, we might not want to keep talking to you anymore.
Have fun, even though it's for work.
No worries at all. Thanks, guys.
Hello. Oh, now, what are your plans for the long, wet weekend?
I've planned stuff for the kids.
Oh, great. Okay, now, this is where the rubber meets the road, isn't it? Kids, wet weather can get a bit ratty. How do you avoid it?
Well, we're flipping pancakes in the morning.
Oh, great.
Some Rocky Road cake.
Rocky Road cake?
Yeah.
Yum.
A lot of sugar so far, but anyway, okay.
That's fine.
All right.
It'll still keep them occupied inside the house.
Yes.
Yeah. And we've got a chocolate fountain, so we'll be doing marshmallows on that.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're going camping inside the house.
Camping inside?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Do you actually set a tent up?
Yes. With flashlights and everything.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
It's all dark, but the thick curtains and... Oh, we have fun.
Do you go bushwalking in the house too? Maybe you could set up
with it. No, I don't have enough plants in there to go.
I could use your help figuring something out this morning, Aaron.
Okay. Oh, no.
I pulled out of work yesterday in my car. And, well...
This is the rental, isn't it?
Yes,
it's a hire car.
That's right.
Well, your other one's being fixed. All right.
And somebody looked up and started wildly waving at me from their car. Like, really enthusiastically. And then when we got to an intersection, they were waving at me in the rearview mirror.
Yep.
And then we got around the corner and they waved to me when we were next to each other in traffic. And I just sort of smiled and gave a little wave back. Either they'd heard me tell the story about having a rental car and gone, hey, if you're pulling out of there in a rental car, I know who you are. Hello.
Yep.
Lovely. In which case, hello. What a nice thing for someone to say hi. Alternatively, they thought I was somebody else. And so... when they pulled up next to me, if I was grinning and waving really enthusiastically and they suddenly realised I was not anyone they knew, would not have been a proud moment for me. Would have maybe looked like a bit of a twit. Or my car was on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Pull over!
And you're waving, hi, old friend that I've forgotten.
Yeah.
Oh, but it is always safest. I think the etiquette in the situation when someone waves at you and you don't know who they are is you must wave back, especially for the other person who feels like a twit also. If you don't wave back, like I've been in that situation maybe once or twice, you're oh, hi, are you going?
A little bit of a forehead scratch and move on.
I assume the car isn't on fire. It's all
no
okay
obvious
now.
Scorch marks.
Okay, good.
Before the Morning has been a big song of his around these parts. And whether he's on a stage or, say, stuck in an airport, this guy uses music to lift the spirits of the people around him. Josh Wilson, good morning.
Hey, good morning, good morning.
This story's going to follow you around for the rest of your life, but Newark Airport, January last year in the freezing cold, there's a security breach. You're stuck in the terminal with a less-than-thrilled group of passengers. Can you please describe for us what happened next?
Absolutely. Well, we didn't know how long we were going to be there, and we'd already been sitting down about 5 hours wondering if we're even going to fly out of there that night. And my friend happened to have a guitar with him, and he hands it to me and says, hey, you should play a song. And I looked around at all the disgruntled passengers, and I wasn't sure if playing a song was going to, you know, cheer people up or make them even angrier. And so I stood up and played Hey Jude by the Beatles, and turns out by the end of the song, everybody was singing along with the na-nas and clapping and dancing, and it ended up being a lot of fun.
That's so cool, because it really could have gone pear-shaped.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I mean, I was fully expecting someone to throw a bag at my head, you know.
Now, Before the Morning, even now, when we play that song, it always has such strong reactions in our audience, and people really just love hearing the song, and it means so much. Do you yourself, do you still get emails and stories about how that song is impacting people around the world?
You know what, I do. There's a section on my website where people can do just that. They can send in stories, and I have just heard the most incredible stories. One that affects me to this day. This is actually a comment on my Facebook wall. There was a girl that said she was driving her car, and her plan was to drive it off a bridge and take her life. Mm-hmm. And the radio happened to be on, and Before the Morning came on. Of course, it talks about the hope we have even when things don't seem right here, you know, when we're going through hard times. And she said that she heard the song and decided to turn back around and go home and did not take her life. And so just hearing that one story, it humbles me to know that the message has reached someone like that. But it really is encouraging to hear how the song has ministered to people.
A lot of your work, your music, there's such strong messages behind it. I wonder, growing up as a preacher's boy, I mean, did that impact your current career choice and this need to get out there and be a voice, I suppose? Or did you sort of, I want to rebel away from that and come back? Or what was that story getting to this point now where you're so vocal about getting this good message out there?
Sure. Well, you know what, for the longest time, I felt a pressure to do what my dad was doing. My dad's a pastor and my granddad is also a pastor. And so, you know, there's two generations. I felt a pressure to be the leader of a church and realized after a while that's not where my gifts are. My gifts and my passions are in music. And my dad, he always supported me. He always said, you know what, it doesn't matter what you do as long as whatever you're doing glorifies God. And he said, if that's music, he said, go do music. Do it with your whole heart. And it's okay that you're not going to do what I'm doing. And so I'm so thankful that my dad is supportive of what I'm doing. And, you know, I guess I was never really tempted to rebel from the way I was raised. For a while, I thought doing music was a bit of a rebellion in itself, but it wasn't at all. And, you know, like I said, my parents were supportive. So I'm certainly thankful to be doing what I'm doing.
There's a strong theme to your latest album, CU. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, CU is, that just means the album sort of explores the ways that I have seen God at work in my life, really since my last release. The song itself actually talks about wanting to see God in the hard times and sometimes not being able to. You know, the first verse is about a sick child, and the second verse is about a divorce, and have a close friend go through a divorce this year. And those really hard moments, it's hard to see God at work, but the song says, you know what, even when I can't see you, I still believe that you're here. And so the album, you know, it's not all kind of dark like that. There's certainly some upbeat songs. There's a song that I wrote for my wife, because I've certainly seen God at work in my marriage. I've been married almost 2 years. There's a song called Behind the Beauty that talks about what's behind everything beautiful that we see. When we see something beautiful, we have to remember that there is a beautiful creator that made that. And so really the album just talks about finding God in everyday life.
And you brought a few slightly unusual instruments into play on this album as well, didn't you?
I did. I worked with a producer named Matt Bromley, and we tracked the bass and the drums at a studio with two amazing players. But then we took those back to his place, and he challenged me to play everything else on the album. So I tried things I had never done, from hammered dulcimer, mandolin, banjo, ukulele, acoustic guitar, electric guitar, piano, organ. I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff. And I just had a blast doing it. Some of them were really hard. Actually, the dulcimer was particularly challenging, but in the end was certainly worth the extra effort.
And you even raided the kitchen?
Yeah, I wanted my friends and family to play on the record, and so something fun we came up with is I told them all to bring a kitchen utensil. And so I've got everybody, my mom's, you know, she's crinkling a bag of chips, and my friend Garrett is playing an ice cream scoop, and even my two-year-old niece Ellie came in with some spoons, and she kind of banged them together, and we found a way to put that in the song.
That's impressive. Well, the album is well and truly out, See You. We're about to play your latest single, Fall Apart. There is an amazing video on your website that just the stories on it. Set the song up for us before we play it.
Sure. Well, the song Fall Apart kind of came from experience and a realization that that we can sometimes feel the presence of God more when we're going through hard times, because I think when everything is going well, we forget that we need Jesus. But when everything falls apart, like the song says, we're reminded that Christ is really all that we need, that God is close to the brokenhearted. And the stories in that video, you know, there's stories of a man who lost everything in a flood. There's a girl who lost her father. And it's in those moments when we are so broken and we realize we can't save ourselves, we can't help ourselves, and that we're reminded that Jesus is holding everything together, even when it feels like everything is falling apart.
Josh Wilson, thank you so much for your time.
Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.